Welcome back to Praying with Scripture through the Church's official prayer book in this important Divine Office podcast as we prepare for the holy season, this great season of Lent in this incredible year. So again, it's no ordinary year. It's a year of crisis, a year in which the world is often losing hope, and we have the opportunity to be more converted and have our eyes opened, like Father Rob told us in his homily, more so than perhaps we ever have in our lives. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Come, worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Come worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. Here we go. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, and impart to us your dwelling, grace and mercy all around. Jesus, source of all compassion, pure unbounded love you share. Grant us many choicest blessings, keep us in your loving care. Come, O source of inspiration, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see your true salvation, perfect in accord with thee. Praising Father for all glory, with the Spirit and the Son, everlasting thanks we give, undivided love in one. One of my favorites, Psalm 24. Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place? So often scholars will tie some of this to the beatitude where Jesus says in Matthew's gospel that the clean of heart will be blessed. But the sentence they've chosen is, Christ opened heaven for us in the manhood he assumed, and the caption is the Lord's entry into his temple. The Lord's is the earth in its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm. Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place is our antiphon that I'll repeat throughout. And then it's there again in the psalm itself. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place? He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place? O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory. Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place? Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place? Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place? Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of Armies. He is the King of Glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We need your Holy Spirit to guide us through the jungles and mazes of life, Lord. Make us able to thank you, to love you, to recognize your goodness, and so enter your holy temple with cleanness of heart. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, help us know the Father's love. With Mary we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Now and at the hour of our death, pray for us, Holy Mother of God, Jesus, the Messiah. Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place? Antiphon 2, bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia. Psalm 66 is called Eucharistic Hymn by the Church. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you, all the earth shall bow, shall sing to you, sing to your name. Come and see the works of God. Tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia. Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Is Antiphon 3. Alleluia. Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows. The vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, we ask for the Holy Spirit's help and guidance. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia. God's word is alive. It strikes to the heart. It pierces more surely than a two-edged sword. We're going to begin reading a new Old Testament book. It's something that has the characteristics of wisdom literature, but it's also traditionally considered a historical narrative. From the beginning of the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 1 through 22, Job deprived of his possessions. In the land of Uz, there was a blameless and upright man named Joab, who feared God and avoided evil. Seven sons and three daughters were born to him, and he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a great number of work animals, so that he was greater than any of the men of the east. His sons used to take turns giving feasts, sending invitations to their three sisters, to eat and drink with them. And when each feast had run its course, Job would send for them and sanctify them, rising early and offering holocausts for every one of them. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and blasphemed God in their hearts." This Job did habitually. One day, when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, Satan also came with them, or the Satan is another translation, the adversary. And the Lord said to the adversary, "Whence do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, or the adversary answered the Lord and said, "From roaming the earth and patrolling it." And the Lord said to the adversary, "Have you noticed my servant Joab, and that there is no one on earth like him, blameless and upright, fearing God and avoiding evil?" But the adversary answered the Lord and said, "Is it for nothing that Joab is God-fearing? Have you not surrounded him and his family and all that he has with your protection? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his livestock are spread over the land. But now put forth your hand and touch anything that he has, and surely he will blaspheme you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand upon his person." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And so one day, while his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, a messenger came to Joab and said, "The oxen were plowing and the asses grazing beside them, and the Sabians carried them off in a raid. They put the herdsmen to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, another came and said, "Lightning has fallen from heaven and struck the sheep and their shepherds and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three columns, seized the camels, carried them off, and put those tending them to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, another came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, when suddenly a great wind came across the desert and smote the four corners of the house. It fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Joab began to tear his cloak and cut off his hair. He cast himself prostrate upon the ground and said, "Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked shall I go back again. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Joab did not sin, nor did he say anything disrespectful of God. Once again, the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. And the Lord said to the adversary, "Whence do you come?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming the earth and patrolling it." And the Lord said to the adversary, "Have you noticed my servant Job, and that there is no one like him on earth, faultless and upright, fearing God and avoiding evil? He still holds fast to his innocence, although you incited me against him, to ruin him without cause." And the adversary answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. But now put forth your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and surely he will blaspheme you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "He is in your power, only spare his life." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Joab with severe boils from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd. So this is when the friends come in. We're going to end our reading there for today. Responsory prayer. if we receive happiness from God, should we not also accept sorrow? The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. May his will be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. May his will be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our second reading is from St. Gregory the Great, whom the Church has really chosen to be the primary teacher to guide us to breaking open this word from the book of Job that's ever so complicated and quite difficult. But he's going to give us a spiritual interpretation. The blameless and upright man who fears God. Some men are so guileless that they do not recognize what righteousness is. But the more they forsake the innocence of true simplicity, the more they fail to rise to moral rectitude. For in not knowing how to guide their actions by right living, they are too simple to remain innocent. Hence Paul warns his disciples, saying, I want you to be wise in that, in what is good, but guileless in evil. And again, do not be like boys in your thinking, but be like infants in evil. Thus the truth himself bids his disciples be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. In this command, he has deliberately joined the two ideas together. The serpent's cunning complements the dove's simplicity, and the dove's simplicity moderates the serpent's cunning. This is why the Holy Spirit reveals his presence to men not only as a dove, but also as fire. For the dove symbolizes simplicity, and the fire intense dedication. Thus, the dove and the fire taken together have a special significance. Whoever is filled with the Spirit becomes so dedicated to this gentle simplicity that he is also aflame with the zeal of righteousness against the fault of sinners. Now there are some who are not simple in this good action, for they seek not an inner reward but outward approval. Thus the wise man rightly says, Woe to the sinner who walks the earth along two paths. The sinner indeed walks the face of the earth in two directions. Externally his actions seem to be holy, but inwardly his thoughts are worldly. When Paul perceived within himself the riches of eternal wisdom, yet saw the corruptibility of his own body, he was led to say, We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Now in the blessed joy of the earthen vessel felt the gaping sores without, while this treasure of wisdom remained whole and intact within. For outwardly his body was in agony, but inwardly from the treasure of wisdom came forth holy thoughts. If we have received good from the hand of the Lord, why should we not endure evil? The good here refers either to the temporal or to the eternal gifts of God, and the evil to the scourges of the present time, about which the Lord says to the prophet, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create the darkness. I make peace and create evil. I form the light and create the darkness. For though outwardly these scourges create the darkness of anguish, inwardly knowledge enkindles the light in the mind. I make peace and create evil. For peace with God is restored to us when those things which were rightly created for us, but were not ordinary, not rightly desired, are turned into scourges and become evil for us. It is through sin that we become opposed to God, therefore it is fitting that we should return to his peace by way of scourges. In this manner, when everything created for good is turned into a source of pain for us, the mind of the chastised man may be humbly renewed and restored to peace with his Creator. We ought particularly to observe in Job's words how skillfully he meets his wife's persuading. If we have received good from the hand of the Lord, why should we not endure evil? It is a great comfort in tribulation if, in times of adversity, we recall the gifts our Creator has given us. Nor will overwhelming sorrow break us if we quickly call to mind the gifts which have sustained us. For it is written, On the day of prosperity do not forget affliction, and on the day of affliction do not forget prosperity. For if a man receives God's gifts but forgets his affliction, he can fall through his own excessive joy. On the other hand, when a man is bruised by the scourges but is not at all consoled by the thought of the blessings he has been fortunate to receive, he is completely cast down. Thus both attitudes must be united so that one may be supported by the other. The memory of the gift can temper the pain of the affliction, and the foreboding and fear of the affliction can modify the joy of the gift. And so the holy Joab, to soothe his soul's depression in the midst of his wound, weighs the delightful gifts he has received even while he suffers from the scourges, saying, if we have received good from the hand of the Lord, why should we not endure evil? Responsory prayer, if we receive happiness from God, should we not accept sorrow also? The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. May his name be blessed. May his will be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all his sufferings, Job did not sin, nor did he speak insultingly of God. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. May his will be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now we're just going to continue with evening prayer for tonight. In eternal splendor, before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten you. Alleluia. Psalm 110, exempting verse 6. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn, I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts, in Christ our Savior and High Priest and King, pray for all of our needs, for the Holy Father's health, to continue to get better so that he can be released from the hospital, and especially for our radical conversion and opening of our eyes and ears to the Lord's Word and to his sight. Hail Mary, this Lent, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, and pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In eternal splendor, before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten you. Alleluia. That's our antiphon. Antiphon 2. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. They will be satisfied. Psalm 112. The happiness of the just man. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth. The children of the upright are blessed. Riches and wealth are in his house. His justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart, he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed, he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us and be a mother to us, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. They will be satisfied. Praise God, all you who serve him, both great and small. Alleluia. This is our New Testament prayer from the book of Revelation 19, 1 through 7. The wedding of the Lamb is the caption. Alleluia. And it has alleluias added to it, not just straight from the Bible this time. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. Alleluia. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. 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 Sing praise to our God, all you his servants. Alleluia. All who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. 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 The Lord our all-powerful God is King. Alleluia. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun. Alleluia, and his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise God, all you who serve him, both great and small. Alleluia. You have drawn near to Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of angels and festival gathering, to the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks more elegantly than that of Abel. Our Lord is great, mighty is his power. Our Lord is great, mighty is his power. His wisdom is beyond compare. Mighty is his power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is great, mighty is his power. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a bad tree good fruit. And for morning prayer, it would have been this one. No one pours new wine into old wineskins. New wine should be put in new wineskins. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a bad tree good fruit. Rejoicing in the Lord, from whom all good things come, let us pray. Lord, hear our prayer. Father and Lord of all, you sent your Son into the world that your name might be glorified in every place. Strengthen the witness of your church among the nations. Make us obedient to the teachings of your apostles and bound to the truth of our faith. As you love the innocent, render justice to those who are wronged. Free those in bondage and give sight to the blind. Raise up the fallen and protect the stranger. Fulfill your promise to those who already sleep in your peace. Through your Son, grant them a blessed resurrection. Look upon all the souls of those that we love today, living and deceased, and grant them your blessed hope and the grace of your power. We pray for all the people that we normally pray for. We're praying, of course, for our religious leaders, for a great conversion this Lent. We're also praying for Bill to make a recovery and to also experience God, even in the midst of the great trials, to experience Mary's care. Gathering all of our prayers and praises, we join them into one by praying the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Final prayer, and then final blessing. Lord, guide the course of world events, and give your church the joy and peace of serving you in freedom. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Don't forget to ask for a partial or even a plenary indulgence. We just came up on half an hour, close enough, of reflecting on the Word of God. If you want, you can make it official by taking out like a gospel passage and reading it. But do ask for especially since you've gone, and often many of you received communion today, for a plenary indulgence for yourself, or offer it for a soul that maybe is in the process of purification and close to being released. All right, have a great rest of your day.